First, there was Phil Donahue. Remember him? Then Rosie O'Donnell and, of course, Jerry Springer. All Chicago talk show hosts at one point or another. The one who really dominated the airwaves was, of course, Oprah Winfrey. It's been nearly 2 years since she ended her daily show, and Chicago's been adjusting to the loss of the daytime talk queen. Although she left a huge void, there's no need to write an obituary for the TV talk genre in Chicago. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
The crowd that gathers in the lobby of Chicago's NBC Towers is reminiscent of the Oprah days of old, a long line of excited fans waiting for a TV taping to get underway. Instead of Oprah, though, Dolores Neal and others here have come to see veteran comedian Steve Harvey.
I like Steve's energy. I like his shows. He's funny. He covers all topics.
And it's Harvey's style that Tom Ugling and his wife like.
He's a regular guy. I mean, he just tells it like it is. And it's very entertaining.
Steve Harvey was one of the original kings of comedy. No longer on the stand-up circuit, he's the host of a popular morning radio show, of the television game show Family Feud, and now his own nationally syndicated talk show, where he's before a very enthusiastic audience.
Folks, I gotta tell you this. This is a new show on a new budget. Them bleachers ain't that sturdy.
Harvey was approached to do this show after his first book, Act Like a Lady and Think Like a Man, hit the bestsellers list. He says he's working to build an entertaining and honest show geared around everyday people and particularly designed to appeal to women, but with a male perspective. In his Ask Steve segment, for example, he offers advice on dating, parenting, marriage, and any of life's daily drama.
We're starting with Sandy, who has an issue with her granddaughter's boyfriend. Wow.
And the best place to do such a show, says Harvey, is in Chicago.
You know, with Oprah leaving and stuff like that, I thought it would be a nice little opening. Ain't nothing like hoping a little bit of that Oprah, wear off on you a little bit. That would be kind of cool. I don't have to make all the money Oprah made. A tenth of it will be real nice. That's all I need. I'm not greedy. I don't need a billion.
Harvey was named Best New Talk Show Host at the People's Choice Awards earlier this year. Robert Feeder, the media critic for Time Out Chicago, says the city has long been a hub for nationally syndicated daytime talk, even before Oprah arrived in the 1980s.
In fact, you have to go back 10 years to when Phil Donahue first came to Chicago, and he really put Chicago on the map for shows that were intelligent, issue-oriented, and tapping into an audience that really wasn't being served before.
Okay, so maybe Jerry Springer, who succeeded Donahue, didn't fit that bill. But even that show didn't start off as a tawdry slugfest. Feeder says Harvey's show is smartly produced and the host is charismatic. Over at the place where Oprah began her Chicago career, there's Windy City Live. It's a local show developed to fill the spot left open by Winfrey's departure.
And the competition is hot.
Lately at ABC's WLS-TV, Windy City Live has featured an American Idol-type singing contest. Executive producer Marlene Seelip says the live show, a mix of news, entertainment, celebrities, and social media, with co-hosts Ryan Cheverini and Val Warner, started off a little like The View meets Regis and Kelly.
It's hard to replace an Oprah, but that doesn't mean that we can't do a really good job doing a show that serves this community and rates well.
Seelip says the show has found its rhythm and is doing well in the ratings. Now, would Seelip like to boost them even more by getting Oprah to return to visit the show at the station where she started?
I would love that, and I think it would be a full circle moment. Do you think you could arrange that for us?
I think you have a better end than I do.
Don't know if that will ever happen. Still, Windy City Live and the Steve Harvey Show are thriving. Just about everyone here agrees, though, that with the advent of so many changes in the media landscape, the huge juggernaut that was the Oprah Winfrey Show won't likely happen again. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.